Hello, how are you doing, Mrs. Sarayo? Thank you so much because of the great recording. I'm sorry, it's been 5 days that you shared this recording, and unfortunately I was on vacation, so I couldn't listen to it. But at the moment I listened to it, and it was very appealing, especially the story. You know, we had these kind of stories and beliefs in the past, so I totally understand you. You know, you're not alone. We all have these kind of had these kind of beliefs and have these kind of beliefs right now. Even I have that. Even at the moment I can speak English, I'm not perfect. But sometimes I tell myself, I've spent about 1 year and 7 months, and still I'm not perfect. Sometimes I tell myself, and then I'll punch myself in the face and I say, stop that. You're good. So sometimes we have these kind of beliefs and we can't do anything about that, but we can stop thinking about that, you know, because as I said before, we can just close the door to the bad thoughts and don't listen to them, don't think about them. So by the way, I don't want to talk about that much about the recording. Please, next time you're recording, make the volume of music a little bit lower, you know, because this time was a little bit high, so I couldn't understand your speech. It was a little bit vague, we can say. So just some recommendation. I don't want to just force my opinion. That's my own opinion, because I like to hear you speaking, and that's very important. So I wrote down several of this story, several part of this story that you share with us, and I like to talk about that, because as I said, you're not alone, you know. So the first thing was beliefs. As the title says, belief is very important, AJ said, and if you read several books, you can understand that the most successful people, they have the belief that they can be successful. So they have the belief in their head, because everything starts with their head, right? Everything starts with the mind. So they had that belief and they go forward and they achieve a mastery, they achieve success. So there's a sentence that I like to share with you, is kill your ants, A-N-T-S, you know, little insects that they live in a group and something like that. They usually gather some food and they put it in their house, their home. I think you understand that. So kill your ants. What's the meaning of it? Ants is the abbreviation of automatic negative thoughts. Okay, so kill your automatic negative thoughts. And they're very important. You know why? Because sometimes people tell themselves that they're weak, they can't do things. Sometimes people are rude to themselves, and that's bad. That's super, super, super bad. Because we have the brain. It's super amazing. It's a system, it's a super system, and we have that. We can use the brain to learn things. We can use it to make decisions. We can sometimes use it to be hesitant and don't do anything. Sometimes we can feel the stress with our head. So brain is a super machine that we have in our head. And it's free. God gave us that thing and we can use it, right? So it's a super machine that we have. But how we can control it? By self-talk, right? So if we tell ourselves that we are bad, we are weak, we can't do something, we are old, you know, we are, you know, sometimes people, for example, men tell that, I'm not a man. So if they tell themselves that they're not a man, they have this belief and they will become weak, because they're telling their brain that they are weak and they have that self-talk, and that's bad. So that's really, really bad. And we have to understand that. We have to kill our ants. We have to kill our automatic negative thoughts. We have to stop saying that we can't. And instead of that, we can say, right now I can't speak English, for example. Right now I am weak. But in the future, if I practice, if I do my best, if I put everything I have, I'm going to be better. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to be good at English, right? So we can use just for switching, just using another word in that sentence, we can change our beliefs. It's simple as that. If we practice a lot, if we switch our thoughts, we can just easily overcome that problem. So about comparing yourself to others, it's really, really natural. It's human nature. You know, I read somewhere that our humans, you know, we humans, are naturally selfish. We are selfish. You know, we think about ourselves most of the time. You know, we go in front of a mirror, usually see ourselves, we praise ourselves, we tell, sometimes we give ourselves compliments, we talk to ourselves most of the time, you know, because we are human, you know, we are ourselves, right? I am me. So that's why I'm selfish. So that's why we compare ourselves to others. If someone is more successful, we tell ourselves, why not me? You know, why not me? We are saying it subconsciously. Why not me? And that's why we get frustrated. That's why we feel disappointed. And it's real natural. The only thing that we can do is just like that, just killing our ants. We have to switch our thoughts from comparing ourselves, why that person is good, why not me, and comparing most of the time. We can switch our thoughts. We can say, okay, that person is good, but if I have to understand why he is good, why she is good. For example, she has practiced about a year, and I have practiced about, a month. And why do I have to compare myself to that person? And as you mentioned, that you said that you had a friend, and she was in a class or something, and you said that she was very good, right? And you had to ask why, how you got very good. It's good to ask sometimes from other people, why you become so good, and they will tell you. I'm sure that she was participating in that class, and she was enrolling some courses, yes, of course, but she wouldn't stop just practicing there. She would go home and practice there. She would listen to some English, instead of just focusing on the class, she would listen to lots of English materials. So that's why she became very successful. And instead of just comparing ourselves immediately to other people, we have to say, okay, so how that person got so rich, how that person got so successful, and then we have to compare ourselves to find a plan, find a solution. So that's my own opinion. I don't want to talk a lot because I talked about 4 minutes, and that's so long, but that was my opinion, and all I can say, that was my experience. And about being a translator, I translated two guides. The first one was from Ivan Oettinger. He's a non-native English speaker. And of course, AJ Hoog. At the moment, I'm translating another book. And that's my experience. If you want to be a translator, you have to translate a lot. You have to understand. You have to know Persian better. You know, if you know Persian better, you will be able to translate English better. That was what I found. You know, the more you translate, the more you will get better. So if you want to become a translator, you have to translate a lot. Pick up something, pick up some paper, an article, just start translating. Don't worry about the mistakes. Don't worry if it's so bad or not. Just translate. Just do your best. Just translate a book or something for yourself, and then maybe you can share it with some people. Maybe you can use it, I don't know, to send it as a gift or something. I don't know. That's your opinion. So that was my experience. And I don't want to talk a lot. So I talked a lot, but I don't want to talk more than this. So thank you so much. I hope to hear more from you. And I'm sorry, I'm giving you this response very late. So I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about the late response. So see you, and I hope you become fluent, more fluent than this, and you will become a good translator in the future. See ya.